Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warnings are talk of suicide and explicit sexual content.
And we have fan mail, and this comes from Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And the person's name is Svi, S-V-E-A. It says, girlies, I have been listening to you since the start, literally loving everything about your podcast and also being on Patreon because I cannot be in the gym without my weekly Reddit smut. Though I do think people think I am crazy for laughing so hard.
Ow, ow.
Reddit. Also, ladies, I've been re-listening to episodes and I can't find the last book from the Horseman series. I might just be lost, though. Let me know. A full 5 out of 5 stars for me for sure. Keep doing what you're doing, please, and keep accompanying me in my workout. P.S. Writing a book myself. Maybe you'll read it one day. Yeah, girl, maybe we will.
I want to read it.
Okay, we've explained it before, but I'll say it again. We read and did an entire episode on Death by Laura Thalassa, but somebody's microphone wasn't on.
Everyone, boo, Shelby.
No, I'm kidding. It happens, but go read the book. But yeah, we didn't release that episode. But we did read it and record it, and it was good. But you'll never hear it.
Never.
And this week, we are telling Riley all about Heated Rivalry by Rachel Reed.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're watching the show.
Yeah.
No, the show's over by the time this comes out. So let us know if you watched the show.
Yeah. And did you love it?
It's 2016, and Shane Hollander is playing a hockey game for the Montreal Voyagers against their ultimate rivals, the Boston Bears. He and his counterpart on the opposing team, Ilya Rozanov, are facing off, and the crowd is going wild because these two men are notorious for going after each other on the ice. Uh-huh. Like, when these teams play each other, it's like the entire crowd was like, yeah, fucking fight!
Yeah.
But the Voyagers lost, even though Shane had multiple shots he should have made, and yet he didn't.
Loser.
Loser, boo.
Boo.
After the game, he's accosted by the press, who loves when the two men face off against each other. And one of them tells Shane that they overheard Ilya saying that he wished Shane had been playing tonight. And like, that's a burn, because like, he was on the ice, but he's like, man, I wish Ilya was actually playing on the ice tonight.
Burn.
He tells the reporter they'll be in Boston in 3 weeks and he'll definitely be there. Then he goes home to shower and wash off his shame. Then he drinks some beers on the couch and is stewing over his shitty night when there's a knock on the door. He opens the door, asking the visitor what the fuck took him so long, and a thick Russian accent says, we were out celebrating. We had a big win tonight, you know? Then he tells Shane that he got away as soon as he could without drawing attention.
And that was the last word Shane got out before Rozanov's mouth crashed into his. And they were boys.
Yeah, and they're rivals.
Boys.
Crazy.
Ilya tells Shane he only has about 2 hours, and Shane kisses him all needy. They make out all the way to Shane's bedroom and quickly get undressed.
They both took off everything, and Rozanov fell on top of Shane, kissing him and moving a hand down to grasp his already embarrassingly rigid cock. Shane arched up into his touch, making stupid, desperate noises. Don't worry, Hollander, Rozanov said, his lips brushing Shane's ear. I'm gonna fuck you like you want, yes? Yes?
I'm gonna fuck you like you want, yes?
Shane ultimately does hate Ilya, but goddammit, he sucks a mean dick. And they've been sneaking around like this for 7 years.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh. Shane grabs his bottle of lube and tosses it to Ilya, who pops off his dick and then starts to lube up Shane's booty. Then Ilya starts to slide into him slowly as Shane moans. Ilya reaches around and gives Shane a handjob as he fucks him, and Shane feels his release coming on quick. Ilya asks if he's ready to come, and Shane punches the mattress as he sprays Ilya's fist with cum.
Ah!
Yeah, spray! And Ilya follows close behind, coming inside of Shane. They collapse onto the bed, and Ilya starts making fun of Shane for losing so badly tonight. So Shane makes fun of Ilya's stupid bear tattoo on his chest, because he just has a tattoo of a bear on his chest. And Shane thinks that's lame.
He's Russian.
Ilya's like, you love this tattoo. Why don't you come give it a kiss? Shane does, and then takes Ilya's nipples into his mouth and lightly tugs at them. And then they start smooching again. Ilya looks down at Shane and tells him he's very beautiful. And Shane is like, yeah, hottest man in the NHL, according to Cosmo. And Ilya's like, they only gave me 5. But Shane tells him that seems generous. So they have a very back and forth frenemies relationship.
Yeah.
But they be fucking.
They do.
They shower together and Shane gives Ilya some head and even lets him give Shane a little facial, which he's in the shower, so fine.
Yeah.
Ilya tells Shane he needs to get going and asks if he'll see him again in 3 weeks, and Shane says yes. He then asks Shane if he was what was distracting him on the ice tonight, but Shane just says, fuck you. Good night, Rozanov. Now we're back in 2008 and Ilya has just come to North America for the first time, and he's itching to see what the big deal is with the prestigious Shane Hollander. He's Ilya's main competition, and he wants to see what the big deal is with this guy, and ultimately, he's determined to destroy him. So this is like their rookie season.
Oh, and like in the show, does it go back and forth like that?
So the show starts, the opening scene is right now, like this 2008 part.
Okay.
It goes like chronologically.
Is there this much smut in the show?
There's quite a lot for a TV show. I think they definitely put more in the book because they can.
Yeah.
But they put like pretty much the maximum you could put in a show on the show.
Mm.
That's why amazing HBO picked it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
HBO said, we love to show naked people.
Ilya gets to the rink to practice with all the rest of the players that are in the running for the World Junior Hockey Championships. He analyzes all the players and then excuses himself for a cigarette. But he runs smack dab into Hollander, who knows exactly who Ilya is, and shakes his hand saying he's heard what a good player Ilya is. They make small talk for a while until Shane says he'd better get going and wishes him good luck. And Shane is very much like the he's not even American, so the all-Canadian good boy.
He's like a PR's wet dream. He does everything perfect. He takes all the deals. He's nice.
All right. Just like a good person.
Uh-huh. And Ilya is kind of the misunderstood bad boy of hockey.
Oh.
Ilya doesn't reciprocate and tells himself that he will be the number one draft pick this season. He will beat Shane. The game is played and the Russian team was victorious, and the silver medal around Shane's neck might as well be a dead rat. He hated playing against them and they played dirty.
Ooh, like high sticks?
Probably.
They don't go into any detail about the actual game of hockey, which I like.
Yeah, you're like, please don't.
I don't give a fuck about what happened during the game. So they'll just be like, they won, they lost. Sorry. And I love that. Shane had to face off against Ilya multiple times on the ice and came up just short, and the press ate it up. That was the beginning of the rivalry. They're eventually drafted to their respective teams. A year later, and Shane is consistently coming in second to Ilya. He's at his hotel after a game, and he's sulking. He's feeling bothered by something, but he can't place exactly what, so he goes down to the gym to work out. Then Ilya comes in, and now they're both on a treadmill, silently competing on who can run faster until they're both sprinting, and Shane is pissed when he has to press the emergency stop button and catch his breath. Ilya shouldn't be able to beat him at running. He's a smoker, for God's sake.
Disgusting.
Ilya steps off his machine and says he's sorry for ruining Shane's big day, and then takes a big swig from his water bottle, and Shane can't help but stare at Ilya's throat bobbing up and down. Ilya offers his water bottle to Shane, and he's thirsty as heck, so he accepts, and he swears Ilya is staring back at him as he waterfalls the water into his mouth. He hands the water bottle back, and he even swears that Ilya brushed his wrist intentionally, and now he's thinking about kissing this man. Ilya leaves, and now Shane is sitting on the gym floor with a boner thinking about his rival.
Oh my gosh. Wait, do we know he's gay yet?
So Ilya has messed around with both genders, and Shane is like, I'm super straight.
Oh.
But this man's hot. What does that mean?
Yeah, I was going to say conflicting.
Mm-hmm.
You're half hard right now from sitting on the gym floor with another man. Okay, that one he couldn't explain. But he could get in the shower and jerk off and try like hell to think about his girlfriend. Or any girl. Anything other than those red, wet lips and that dark stubble and those hazel eyes. For the rest of his life, Shane Hollander would have to live with the fact that he had ended his NHL draft day by getting himself off to the thought of Ilya Rozanov.
Well,
he had to go jerk it out.
Guess what, boy? You're gonna fuck him.
Oh, yeah. A few months pass and it's New Year's Eve and Ilya is alone. He can't stop thinking about Shane and that night at the gym. He wonders if the sexual tension was all in his head, but he's pretty sure it wasn't. Both of their teams are undefeated so far, but only one of them can win in the final tournament. It's the night before the gold medal game and they're going to face off for the final win. Meanwhile, Shane is also thinking about Ilya since that night. He'd even broken up with his girlfriend immediately after, and now he's noticing men, but he still fucks around with women. They throw themselves at him, so why not? Because he's a very successful hockey star, and so he's like, might as well. They want to fuck me.
Yeah, and he's got to keep up his image.
Mm-hmm. And he definitely wasn't thinking about Ilya and his soft, wet lips during his sex act. Definitely not.
Mm-mm.
The game happens, and Shane wins for his team, and Ilya is slinking back to Russia with a silver medal. They did their little handshake at the lineup at the end of the game, and he swears Shane held onto Ilya's hand a little longer than he needed to. Another few months pass, and both men are prestigious in the hockey world. Shane just found out he got a brand deal with a hockey equipment company, but then he finds out that Ilya has also been signed to the same campaign, and they're doing a commercial together. They film their footage on the ice, and then the director tells them they can go shower off in the locker rooms. Now, they're both nude in the shower. It's just the two of them. Shane is confused because he's showered with hundreds of other men, but this feels different. He can't help but check out Ilya's toned ass. He gets a boner, and then Ilya turns around, raising an eyebrow at him, and then grins. Then his smile drops, and Shane looks down to see that Ilya is also getting hard. He gasps as Ilya reaches down and starts stroking his own dick, asking what he was thinking about to get a boner like that, and Shane says, "You."
Oh my god. Is it like that in the show? Sorry, I'm gonna keep asking.
It's Oh my god. It's so good. They did really good following the books in the show.
The first time that I watched the show, I didn't read the book, so I was just like, what the fuck is happening? I was like glued to my TV. I was like, oh.
Ilya asks if Shane wants to touch him, and Shane says, not here, someone could see. Ilya turns off the shower and walks out, and Shane follows. Ilya asks what room he's in tonight, and Shane tells him, wondering what the fuck is about to happen. Sure enough, around 9 o'clock, there's a knock at the door. Shane is panicking, but lets Ilya in. They sit down together, and Shane tells him he doesn't know if this is such a good idea, but Ilya says, what, this? And then he sinks a kiss down on him. It's Shane's first kiss with a man, but he can tell Ilya knows what he's doing, and he wonders if this is his first time with a man too. It starts to turn into some heavy petting, and now Shane realizes his hand is now on Ilya's dick. He shouldn't want this, but he does.
Oh, an awakening.
Both men look down to watch Shane's hand move under the cotton of Rozanov's briefs. Shane could see the tip of Rozanov's cock poking out of the waistband, and he had the sudden, wild urge to kiss it, to press his tongue to the slit and taste him. Fuck, this was really gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is gay as hell.
Ilya presses his thumb into Shane's mouth and Shane sucks on it. Then he slowly sinks to his knees, pulls Ilya's pants down, and takes his dick into his mouth. It's weird, and he doesn't know what he's supposed to be doing. He's trying to emulate what girls have done to him, but he feels like he looks ridiculous. Ilya hisses a fuck, and then Shane gets the confidence to really get into it. Then Ilya's like, oh my god, stop, stop, stop. Shane is humiliated, but Ilya's like, no, it was just really intense. It was too much. Shane asks Ilya if this is his first time with a man because it is his, and Ilya tells him there was a little bit of funny business with his coach's son back in Russia. Then he asks Shane if he likes sucking his dick, and Shane shyly says yes.
Do you think that, like, when men suck a dick for the first time, like, say, later on in their life, they come to the fact that they're gay later on in life, okay? Do you think that when they suck a dick for the first time, they, like, kind of know what to do? Because they're like, well, I know how a girl sucks my dick.
Yeah, I would think so.
So, like, mm-hmm. Do you think they would know? Just
yeah.
I feel like sucking a dick is easy.
Because I've never personally eaten a vagina, but if I was put in a competition against a man who'd never eaten a vagina, I feel like I could win.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'd be any good at it, but I would be better than the man.
Yeah.
I could find the clit with my eyes closed, blindfolded backwards, spun 7 times. I feel like.
Literally.
Wow.
You know what? I don't understand the whole clit debate. I don't understand how men have a hard time. It's right there. I don't understand that. It pisses me off.
Here's the thing, though. Men are stupid.
They are fucking stupid. Dumb as fuck.
Except for these two men. These men are wonderful.
Mwah. We love you.
Then Ilya's like, what if I lay on the bed and you can do it some more? Shane agrees, but Ilya tells him to get naked too, so it's fair. He tells Shane to relax and strokes Shane's dick. Shane slides down Ilya's body again and gives him a sloppy blowjob, hoping he's doing all right. But then he supposes he is when Ilya pulls out and comes all over his own stomach. Now Shane is wondering where he's going to come. Ilya tells him to lay down now and he'll show him how it's done. Then he sucks the absolute soul out of Shane's dick.
Nice. Ah, God, Rozanov. I'm gonna. He expected Rozanov to get the hell out of the way, but instead, he sucked him harder, and Shane emptied himself into his mouth. A stream of nonsense fell out of Shane's mouth. Holy shit, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Fuck. Wow, God. Rozanov pulled off, not at all hurried, and wiped his mouth with the back of his hand. He laughed at Shane's babbling. Sorry. Why sorry? Shane choked out a hysterical laugh. I don't know. I wasn't expecting you to. Rozanov shrugged as if Shane was thanking him for bringing in the mail. I don't mind it. Nice. He
said, no biggie.
I'll swallow.
What's a little cum between friends?
Yeah. Yeah.
After the come down, his first thought is, wow, this guy really wants to one-up me in everything. So he's like, wow, he even sucks dick better than I do.
Typical man.
Shane asks Ilya if he's going to tell anyone what happened, and Ilya says, no way. He tells Shane that he has an early flight in the morning, and then he leaves. A few months pass again, and Shane is watching an interview with Ilya on TV, where he announces he'll be scoring 50 goals this season. The audacity of this man, because I guess, like, nobody's ever done that.
Okay.
Then Ilya is asked about Shane, and he looks right at the camera and just says, who? And then he winks. Stinker.
What a stink.
Another month passes and the Bears are playing against the Voyagers. Shane is shaking in his boots. His mom sees how nervous he is and is like, you know what? Screw Ilya Rozanov. That should be your mantra tonight. And Shane is like, yeah, sure. Screw him. The Voyagers win that night and Ilya's pissed. His brother calls him as he's raging in his room, asking for money. He's like, where the fuck is the $10,000 I gave you 2 months ago? And his brother says, what? You have money. I know how much you make. But he knows if he doesn't send the money, his dad will call and give him a lecture on the importance of family. So he's like, fine, but don't ask again. So his family straight up uses him.
Yeah, that's shitty as fuck.
Mm-hmm. And Shane's parents are like, at every single one of his games and support his dream. And Ilya's family just stays in Russia and, like, calls him for money.
Sad.
He turns on the TV and sees Shane being interviewed with his cheeks flushed and his lips dark and wet. And he tells himself the feeling in the pit of his stomach is just jealousy. Another few months pass and Shane is buzzed after a party for his all-star game. He's thinking about Ilya and his mouth, but tells himself he'll be seeing him tomorrow at the press conference. At the conference, both men are congratulated on their legendary rookie seasons. They answer all of their questions, but Shane can't stop peeping at Ilya in his peripherals. Then they're both asked if they'd be willing to play on the same team. Shane says, yeah, Ilya's a great player. And Ilya says, yeah, as long as Hollander doesn't mind me being starting center. And the crowd laughs. Hockey reference. I don't know.
I know some hockey. I don't know that.
The conference keeps on, but under the table, Shane feels Ilya's foot sweep against his and his heart starts racing. When it's over, they shake hands and Ilya looks right into his eyes and says in a dark, husky voice, see you later, Hollander. Then they're on the ice doing their all-star skill competition and the men are neck and neck, obviously, competing against one another to come out on top. When it's over, Shane tells himself he can relax tonight until the big game tomorrow, but Ilya walks up to him and whispers in his ear, 1221, his room number. A few hours later, Shane comes a-knockin'. As soon as Ilya opens the door, Shane pushes his way in, terrified of being seen. And once the door is closed, Shane presses into Ilya, kissing him deeply. He pulls out Ilya's dick and he gets to suck in. Ilya can tell that he's enthusiastic but inexperienced at this and wonders to himself how far they'll take this tonight. He pulls Shane up onto his feet. Shane strips and they fall onto the bed together. Ilya thinks to himself how much he hates this perfect little pretty boy and kisses his dumb, stupid mouth. They fight for control as they make out, and then Ilya starts to suck Shane's dick and decides to test the waters by running a finger over Shane's asshole. He doesn't pull away, so Ilya asks if he ever plays with his ass, but Shane is like, whoa, what the fuck?
That's gay.
But Ilya doesn't relent and wants to know, so Shane caves and is like, okay, yeah, I have a dildo, okay?
Okay. When did he get it?
I don't know. He just has one.
I just want to know, like, his whole background, his thought process, when he came to be, you know?
He's like, I'm just a super straight guy who likes a dildo in my butt, and I suck this one guy's dick. But I'm very straight man.
Yeah.
Right.
He tells Shane he wants to fuck him, but Shane tells Ilya not here, not in a hotel filled with NHL players. He says maybe next time when they play in Montreal, 2 weeks, Ilya can come to his apartment and they can fuck. They shower together and Shane slams Ilya into the wall, kissing him and stroking his dick. Ilya strokes him back and they both come. When it's over, they exchange numbers, but they use secret names, which are Lily for Ilya and Jane for Shane. Oh. So if it pops up on their phones, it's not suspicious.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shane tells Ilya good luck tomorrow and sneaks out of the hotel room. A week passes and Shane has a game against Toronto and he can't get Ilya out of his head. He feels like he needs to end things with Ilya and just stick to fucking women. There hasn't been an openly gay hockey player in the league and he's scared that he'll be ridiculed if their situationship comes to light. A week passes and Ilya texts asking for Shane's address, but he's scared to cross that line and asks if they can meet elsewhere. So he gets a room in the same hotel as the Boston team and sends Ilya the room number. Ilya obviously shows up that night and Shane is shaking in his boots again, but he's trying to play it cool. Ilya assures him that it's just sex. They strip and Ilya is a little more rough than usual and Shane assumes it's because Montreal won the game tonight. But then Ilya assures him for tonight, he'll go easy on Shane. Shane tells him that he ordered lube and condoms and hands them over. Ilya takes the lube and rubs some on Shane's dick, then reaches underneath and starts playing with his asshole. As Ilya's fingers start to enter him, it feels really good, but now Shane is even more nervous. Ilya can tell and reassures him and sucks Shane's dick as he slides his finger even further in. When Ilya grazes Shane's prostate, he stutters for him to slow down. He commands Shane to stroke himself and turn over as Ilya slides on a condom. As Ilya's dick slides into Shane's ass, he starts to panic about it getting stuck and potentially having to call 911.
Oh my god.
He's an overthinker.
He is. I get it.
But as it gets going, it starts to feel really, really nice. He's even thrusting back into Ilya.
Fuck, Shane gritted out, and he came so hard that most of it shot up and hit him in the chest. He was so dazed by his own orgasm that he almost didn't register when Rozanov tensed and stilled behind him. Rozanov grunted and came inside of Shane's body, into a condom, but still, Shane's body had made that happen, and he couldn't quite wrap his brain around that fact. Why?
Who did that?
Oh, like he made him come? Like his butthole?
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, I did that.
My butthole!
Ilya collapses on top of Shane and then gets up to go shower. Shane is left alone on the bed with a sore butt and he's spiraling about how this has to be a one-time thing. Then Ilya comes out of the bathroom and says, well, that was fun. I'm gonna leave now. And then Shane is left all alone. Some time passes and both teams are in Vegas. Both men are in the running to be named Rookie of the Year. Ultimately, Shane wins, but he doesn't see Ilya at the banquet after party. This pisses him off because if roles were reversed, he would have at least stuck around to congratulate Ilya. He excuses himself from the party party and goes to the rooftop to get some air, and there's Ilya smoking a cigarette. Shane can tell Ilya is sulking and asks if he's really so upset that Shane won the award tonight, and Ilya lets him know that not everything is about him.
Okay.
Then he tells Shane that he's going back to Russia in 3 days. Shane says, oh, okay, and sticks his hand out for a handshake, telling Ilya he'll see him next season. But Ilya looks around to see if anyone is watching before pushing Shane against the wall and kissing him. Shane kisses him back and then pushes him off to look around to see if anybody saw. The coast is clear, but Shane says, see you next season, and then leaves. It's December of 2013, 2 years later, and the Bears just got a new player named Ryan Price. The team is playing Montreal tomorrow night, and Ilya is filled with feelings about it. He last saw Shane in October after the Voyagers lost against the Bears, and he had angrily fucked Ilya's mouth after the game. Thinking about this fucked up situation with Hollander makes Ilya feel disgusted with himself, and even more disgusted when he realizes that that arouses him. It's the night before the game, and there are fans outside the arena burning an effigy of Ilya, and Shane is like, that's a little much. I guess hockey fans are very intense.
Yeah.
He checks his phone and sees a text from Ilya asking how many times Shane thinks he can come in an hour. He gets hard in his cup and he writes back, I don't know, twice maybe? I'll text you after the game. But Ilya responds asking if Shane is hard right now. He doesn't respond. After the game, he sends Ilya an address to an abandoned looking building. Ilya is skeptical when he shows up, but when he heads inside, Shane takes him to a nice loft apartment. Shane bought it as an investment property, but Ilya knows that he bought it for fucking. He'd been so sure that this was the year Shane would call things off, but he'd bought them an entire building.
Oh my goodness.
They kiss roughly and strip. He tells Shane he has 1 hour and then he has to leave. Ilya presses his dick against Shane's mouth and tells him to take it.
Ilya watched Hollander's eyes flutter closed as he sucked the head into his mouth. His tongue rolled around it, flicking the underside of Ilya's dick and then dipping into the slit. It was so fucking good and not nearly enough. Hollander growled, seemingly as frustrated with the angle as Ilya was, and pushing him down to the mattress before taking Ilya's cock into his mouth again. This time Hollander made a meal of Ilya's dick, his head bobbing in a quick rhythm that Ilya was not going to be able to endure for very long. Not if he also wanted to fuck Hollander in their allotted hour of time. They get right to it, down and dirty.
They do. This book is like 80% fucking. I love it.
It's beautiful.
The head is so good that Ilya has to tell Shane to slow down if he wants to fuck, but then he feels wetness against his thigh. Shane came just from giving Ilya head. Shane is humiliated, but he finishes Ilya off with his mouth.
I'm going to come. Oh, fuck, Hollander. Hollander pulled off, replacing his mouth with his hand. I want to see it. Seconds later, Ilya erupted. He cried out, much louder than usual, as a white-hot orgasm rocketed through his body. Holy shit, Hollander, Ilya gasped.
Shane tells Ilya how hot that was, and it's a good thing they're in an empty building so nobody heard. And now Ilya is feeling shamed and says he has to go. So he's like, okay, I get it. You don't want anybody to know, but like, do you have to say it all the time? Goddamn.
Yeah, I feel like that would make anyone be like,
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like they can just be like, we're boyfriends now.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they could, but it'd be like a whole thing.
They should be able to.
Uh-huh. A few months later, Shane is in Russia to compete in the Olympics. He overhears a couple of teammates talking about how brave the male figure skating team is for competing here with all of the anti-gay laws in Russia. And Shane has to assure himself that Ilya knows how to keep himself safe in his own country. Meanwhile, Ilya is stressing because the Russian Olympic hockey team sucks ass and he just wants to go to Boston, his home. So he's like, I fucking hate Russia. I fucking hate being here. I want to go back to Boston. They don't compete well and he's scared of his father's reaction. His father tells him he should be ashamed losing to Latvia, and Ilya feels like a small child again. He lets his father berate him for a while and looks down at his phone to see a text from Shane. They meet up later that night at the arena while some other teams play, and Shane can tell Ilya looks tired and defeated. He's worried, but Ilya's being abrasive and combative, and eventually Shane just nods and walks away. He realizes Ilya must be going through something right now, especially with the embarrassing loss from his team, but he knows he can't comfort him here. Still, the man looked like he needed a hug. He turns around to walk back to Ilya, but by the time he gets there, Ilya is gone.
Pookie.
We fast forward, Shane and Ilya are presenting an NHL award together, but it's awkward since they haven't spoken once since the Olympics. When they're on stage presenting the award, they share a small touch. When that's over, Shane heads to the bathroom, not locking the door. Ilya is quick to slip into the bathroom and locks it behind him. Shane tells Ilya to suck his dick. Ilya says not until later if Shane is lucky. He leaves and goes on through the night winning his own award. Later, Shane texts him outside his room and Ilya lets him in. Ilya tells Shane to undress and follow him, leading him to his bedroom. He wants Shane on the bed touching himself so Ilya can watch. And Shane is a good little boy and does what he's told.
His palm flat, he rubbed his hand over the bulge in his shorts, slow and deliberate. He let out a low, shameless moan and slid his hand lower to cup his balls. Shane lifted his hips, hooked his thumbs into his waistband, and tugged the underwear down to his thighs. His cock sprang free, hard and glistening. "Stroke it," Rosanoff instructed. "Make yourself come for me."
Oh my God.
Shane strokes himself until Ilya gives his next command.
"Open yourself up," Rosanoff said. "Use your fingers." Oh fuck. Shane felt simultaneously mortified and excited. He reached for the lube. "Yes, let me see you open yourself for me. You gonna fuck me?" Shane managed to get out. "We'll see." Wait, so he's opening up his little asshole?
He said, "Let me see that back hole."
Shane obeys and does this until he's begging for Ilya to fuck him. Ilya stands and goes to the end of the bed where Shane crawls and pulls Ilya's dick out, sucking it. Hate the crawling, I will say.
Was he naked when he was crawling?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't fuck with that.
Shelby's like, "Get up."
Shelby doesn't like a submissive man.
I'm okay with the submissive, but don't crawl. You can walk.
Just get up. The whole thing of being submissive is like, that's like the number one thing. They're like, "Crawl."
No. Mm-hmm. You could do it without crawling.
Would you like it better if they like army crawled? Crab walk?
No.
Ew, crab walk? Stop.
A naked man
with a raging boner just bopping up.
Scary.
Oh my God.
That's a nightmare.
After a minute, he tells Shane to turn around. Shane does, and Ilya grabs the lube, rolls a condom on, and fucks him until they're both coming. Shane cleans up, and then he leaves. They also do, like, this weird, "We only have an hour." And then, like, one of them just leaves.
Okay, okay.
But, like, why?
Yeah.
Why do you have a curfew?
But maybe that's, like, a boundary they set, because they're like, "This isn't a relationship. We're not dating."
Probably.
I think so.
Shane is in Boston for a game and waiting outside Ilya's penthouse. He has intentions of breaking it off with Ilya, but then his man's opens the door in only gray sweatpants. Shane launches himself at Ilya, kissing him, and their clothes come off.
Shane fell to his knees and hauled Rosanoff's sweatpants down.
He said,
"Yoink!"
Pantsed his ass.
Yeah. He didn't feel like wasting any time. Rosanoff wasn't wearing underwear, and his cock was half hard already. Shane took it into his mouth. Yeah, he did.
After a little blow job, Ilya stops Shane, asking if he can be on top tonight. He wants to watch Shane. Shane is nervous, but says okay. They fuck, finish all over each other, they get cleaned up, and they cuddle for the first time.
How cute.
Ilya asks Shane to stay the night, and before Shane talks himself out of it, he says okay. They make food, more specifically, tuna melts.
I love a good tuna melt.
I read a theory that Ilya specifically made the tuna melts because Shane is so strict on his diet, and it was like within something that he could eat without feeling bad.
Oh.
And the ginger ale, he always has ginger ale stocked.
So that's like Shane's drink of choice is ginger ale. He doesn't drink or anything during the season, but Ilya always makes sure he has ginger ale when Shane comes over. So he has something
cute
to drink.
Cute.
They talk, they get to know each other a little bit better, and then Ilya's dad calls. He takes the call really quick, and when he's done, he sits next to Shane and starts rubbing his weenie through his jeans.
Oh.
Shane takes control, straddling Ilya, kissing him, and then he takes both their dicks out so he can jerk them off together. They come all over Shane's hands and Ilya cries out, "Shane." And this is huge because they never use each other's first name. This is the only time.
Ah.
Shane whispers Ilya and they share a tender kiss. But this scares the living shit out of Shane and he has too many feelings. So he gets dressed and says, "Gotta go.
Hours up."
We fast forward and Shane's teammates convince him to go out. He meets famous actress Rose Landry and they hit it off. She's kind, she's funny, and she's one of the few people that Shane is genuinely comfortable with.
I also realize that she's supposed to be like a version of Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, really?
Oh, because of the X-Men reference?
Uh-huh. And she's getting like painted blue. Like, was it Mystique?
Yeah.
Oh.
By the end of the night, the two exchange contact information. And in a couple days, Ilya sees the press release. Shane Hollander and Rose Landry are dating.
What?
He's in denial and refuses to believe it until a whole week passes with more photos coming in from paparazzi. The next week, they're supposed to play against each other and he wonders what will happen. After that game, Shane's team wins and he goes out with Rose and her friends. He's not that excited though because he was hoping for Ilya to text him like they normally do after their games and it never happened. At the club, Shane dances with Rose and he's pretty sure her gay friend Miles is into him but tries not to think about it. And then he sees him across the dance floor, grinding and kissing on a woman. It's Ilya, and Shane stares in shock.
All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head, running through my head. Is that the song that played when during this scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Tattoo, I love them.
Ilya looks up and sees Shane staring, and then Shane is leaving the club. It's 1 week later. Shane and Rose go to lunch, and she tells him that she realized maybe she's forcing their relationship a little too much, and Shane might do better with someone like her friend Miles. So what? She's picked up on the cues.
I mean, the girls, sometimes they just know.
Yeah.
She says that she has zero hard feelings and just wants him to be happy, and he is relieved because this is the first time he can openly say and admit that he likes men. He doesn't say who he's been fucking with, but he's open about being gay.
Aww.
She tells him that they need to remain friends and, better yet, best friends. So to text her every single day because she'll be texting him. It's very cute that she was like so supportive about it.
That's sweet.
She's like, it seems like we're trying to put a square peg into a round hole. And then he's like, I like to be the hole instead of the peg. And she's like, this is the best thing any of my gay boyfriends have ever told me.
Oh my God.
This year's All-Star Game has Shane and Ilya playing on the same team for the first time ever. Shane is really excited about it, but he doesn't know how Ilya feels since they still haven't talked. Before the game, they talk a little bit with their teammates around, and Ilya learns that Shane is not with Rose anymore. And Ilya's like, Once the All-Star Game is over, everyone is celebrating the win, and Shane is on the beach by himself. Ilya approaches, and Shane asks to talk to him in private, and Ilya tells him his room number and then leaves. When Shane gets to his room, he wants clarification on what this thing is between them. Ilya tries to say, we're just fucking. But Shane says, after last time, no, you used my name.
You made me a tuna melt.
Yeah. Yeah. Ilya tells Shane that it can't be anything more because he would never be allowed back in Russia if it was. Ilya gets into the fact that his dad and his brother are cops, and even though his dad is dying from Alzheimer's, he would never be able to go back. Shane says okay and then hugs Ilya, kissing him before leaving. When they see each other again, it's messy and frantic. Both men get their blowjobs and then it's time to go. After the next game that Ilya's team won against Shane, his brother calls and it's not for money. His dad has passed away.
Oh,
R.I.P. Pops.
It's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Shane waits up until midnight for Ilya to text him to come over since they do this after every single game, and the text never comes. The next day, he learns that Ilya went home to Russia, but no one other than the Boston team knows why, but Shane has an idea. He calls Ilya and confirms that his dad did pass away, and he tells Ilya that he's there for him whatever he needs, and they hang up. It's 2 days later, and Shane calls to check in on Ilya again. Ilya admits that he's a mess, and he doesn't know how to convey it in English. Shane tells him to just say it all in Russian. He won't be able to understand, but it will probably help. So Ilya does.
Mostly he had just been ranting about his family, but he had included an admission that he wished things could have been different with his father. That he had stupidly always hoped that his father might tell him he was proud of him. That admission would have been embarrassing enough. But Ilya had also slipped in and on top of everything, I'm pretty sure I'm in love with you and I don't know what to do about it.
Oh my God.
It's the next day and Ilya is turnt after his dad's funeral and he calls Shane. Ilya wants Shane to distract him and describe his bedroom to him. Shane does, but Ilya's quickly bored of that and tells him, yeah, never mind. He switches the subject, telling Shane that he never wants to come back to Russia and he wants to become an American citizen. Ilya talks about how he could do that through marriage to an American girl, and Shane interrupts him by asking him to come stay at his cottage this summer. Ilya says that he'll have to think about it. The day before Ilya's supposed to leave Russia, he Skypes Shane, and it's their first, like, video chat. Because they only ever text and then called this couple times.
Right.
He misses him and tells Shane to strip and get on his bed. Shane does as he's told, and he then tells Shane to get on his knees and show him what he wants. Shane asks him to do the same, so they prop their phones and mirror their positions to each other. So they're, like, on the bed on their knees, like, with their weenies out.
With their weenies out.
They do some hot Skype sex, and Ilya watches Shane stroke himself.
He stroked himself, sliding his thumb over his slit. Ilya knew it must be wet. Shane always leaked like a fountain. Leaky boy.
Before it goes further, Shane stops and asks if they can see each other's faces instead of this position. Ilya agrees, and they continue their Skype sex, just staring into each other's eyes until they both come.
They're just like...
It's probably very beautiful.
It's probably not. When that's done, Shane is sleepy and they say goodbye. They hang up and Ilya knows that he is in fact in love with Shane.
Yeah, you are.
So, Montreal and Boston are on the ice playing each other, and they're at Boston home game, and neither Shane nor Ilya have seen each other since the Skype call. Shane skated up to Ilya, nonchalantly said hi to his fake enemy on the ice, and asked if they were still planning to meet up after the game today. Shane felt that something was off with Ilya, and even though he asked if he was okay, Ilya just said yes and that they'll just talk later. He was like very like, yes, talk later. So both Shane and Ilya were having the best time playing each other on the ice because they're both number one and number two in the sport and they can actually play and keep up with each other. And they were just having the bestest time. As Shane gets the puck from Ilya, one second Ilya was racing after Shane and the next Shane is laid out motionless on the ice after being slammed against the boards from another Boston player.
He's fine.
Shane finally gained consciousness, and all he could hear was Ilya saying his name. He says Ilya's name back, and he's confused. He hears someone telling Ilya that they need him to stand back because they need to put Shane on a spinal board, and the blurry figures are all, like, going in and out, and Shane says out loud, "We're not alone, Ilya. They can see us."
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shane tries to let anyone know to tell Ilya that he's okay, but he's like mumbling and not making sense because he just got his shit absolutely rocked. Like, he was not okay on the ice.
I'm a bitch. I'm like, he's okay. Get up.
Then he's lifted off the ice and into an ambulance. The next day, while Ilya's team left to go to the airport, Ilya stayed behind and went to the hospital to see his Pookie.
Oh, his Miana.
Shane has a concussion and a fractured collarbone, but he's generally okay. And the instant Ilya saw him, he was relieved. He spent all night not sleeping and constantly refreshing sport articles to see if there was any news at all posted on his Pookie. The scare of his injury really put things into perspective for him. Yesterday, when Ilya was being really weird and sketchy on the ice and he was like, yes, talk later, he was actually gonna cut things off with Shane that night because he was like, we're doomed. Like, I'm starting to catch feelings for you and this is gonna go nowhere because it can't go anywhere.
That's so sad.
But now, seeing a cute, broken little Shane in the hospital, he realized how much he cares for him. Shane breaks Ilya's train of thought by asking Ilya if he'll come to the cottage. They could have 2 weeks together, more time with just them. Ilya, not wanting to put Shane down while he was injured, said, maybe. Shane's watching Ilya lose to Scott Hunter's New York team, and his parents make a little jab at Ilya. Although they still don't like him, they're a little bit more lenient towards him since they found out that he came to visit him in the hospital. Memories of his visit flood Shane, and he's suddenly swept in on how much he really loves Ilya. He's been plotting on how he can come out to his parents and tell them that he's with Ilya, but at the same time, he doesn't think that their future is very bright because since the hospital visit, they hardly spoke at all. Now that Ilya's season is about to be over, he's expecting him to call it quits, and Shane is torn because he wants to fight for them and fight for their love, but remember, like, gay marriage is illegal in Russia, so it's also a huge deal for Ilya if they were to be a couple because that means that he could never go back
ever.
But you can't beat yourself there.
It's the final game now, and Ilya's watching Scott Hunter win the Stanley Cup all alone in his house in Boston. He's completely isolated now, not even wanting the company of Svetlana. He has no one because his dad's dead. He hates his brother. He doesn't want to go to Russia.
And Svetlana is just like this girl that he fucks sometimes when he's bored. She seems cool.
She's cool with it. Him and Shane are texting about Scott winning the Stanley Cup when the unthinkable happens. Scott Hunter grabs a man and kisses him straight on the mouth, passionately, on live television.
He kissed a man on TV?
Scott Hunter kissed a man.
After winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah!
Shane instantly texts Ilya if he sees what he's seeing. Before Shane could even text again, Ilya calls him instantly. And when Shane picks up, Ilya says,
I'm coming to the cottage.
Your Russian accent is very nice.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
She's been practicing.
Today is the day that Ilya gets to the cottage, and this is all thanks to Scott Hunter for giving them both the courage to just live in the moment and be happy together, even though it's still in secrecy. Although now having one gay hockey player might help lessen the blow when Shane comes out, him and Ilya's situation is still extremely delicate because they're arch nemesis to the whole hockey world. Shane gives his family an excuse of a mental meditation training alibi so him and Ilya won't be bothered for the next 2 weeks so they can get uninterrupted pookie time. Once inside the house, Shane offered him a tour, but Ilya stalked towards him and closed the distance, giving him a passionate kiss. They get to smoochin', and Shane makes a comment saying it's been a while for him, and Ilya says, me too. And up until their last hookup, Ilya was still hooking up with women, but since they were last together, he hasn't wanted or needed anyone else, only Shane.
Oh, cute.
Shane asks if they can be honest and essentially vulnerable with each other these next 2 weeks.
Will you? Shane asks skeptically. Yes, I will do anything if it will make you touch my dick right now. Shane laughed and shook his head, but then he slid down Ilya's body and hauled down Ilya's shorts and thanked Christ. Thank Christ.
Shane gave him the Gluck Gluck 3000, and Ilya admitted in Russian that he would stay here forever if he could. They both gave each other blowies and then cuddled and hung out on the couch for hours, and Ilya realized that Shane was happy. It's a big revelation for Ilya that he was able to do this for Shane because all of his life he's always tried to please his family and they were never satisfied and always wanted more from him. So the fact that he was able to, like, make Shane happy just by, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Literally doing the bare minimum. He was like, wait, I'm enough for someone? It's, like, a huge moment for him.
Oh, precious baby.
Shane gives Ilya a house tour and starts showing him the guest room.
I want to sleep in your bed, Shane Hollander, Ilya murmured. I want to do lots of things in my bed. Show me. Take me to bed.
They get to Shane's room and Ilya's taking in every detail. This place is Shane's true home, a place he's never been in before, and his sacred place, and both of them take in this moment.
The kiss felt weird, and Shane realized it was because neither of them could stop smiling. You're here, he murmured. Yes. Now take off my clothes.
They get on Shane's bed and Shane's being playful until Ilya tells him he's waited years to get him in his real bed, and then things turn lusty. They're kissing until Shane pleads to get fucked. He's like, please fuck me.
Oh God, Shane wanted this. He wanted to thrust his ass into the air and to command Ilya to hurry the fuck up. But Ilya was making a slow journey down Shane's body, placing a soft kiss on each notch of his spine. He was in no hurry at all.
Ilya started kissing down his back, but rather than stopping at the bottom of his back, he kept going.
His tongue slipped into the crease of Shane's ass as his big hands pulled his cheeks apart. Shane held his breath. He couldn't believe Ilya was actually going to. Oh God, Ilya. Shane felt the wet heat of Ilya's tongue lapping at his hole, and he had never experienced anything like it. It was impossibly intimate. It was so bold and fearless. And so, Ilya. His tongue paused a moment, and Ilya said, good? Fucking great. A little ass-eating fun.
Just when Shane didn't think it could get any better, he stuck his tongue inside and starts tongue-fucking Shane's ass. The friction of Shane's boner, like, humping the bed as he's getting tongue-fucked was about to make him come, so he picked himself off the bed really quick and ended up, like, smushing Ilya's face more into Shane's ass. This caused Ilya to stop tongue-fucking him, and with that distraction, Shane was like, fuck it, and he grabs his face and they start making out. Ilya flips him on his back and grabs the lube, deciding it's finally time to go to Pound Town. He pounds into him, and Shane can be as loud as he wants to be now.
Oh, Shane, yes, I want to hear it. Ilya slammed into him over and over, making the headboard bang against the wall. Shane reached a hand up to steady it, but Ilya just covered his hand with his own, bracing himself against the wall and fucking him even harder.
Over dinner, the topic of Shane's parents and Shane's sexuality comes up, and he knows that his parents would be so supportive, and he probably would have told them that he was gay by now if he wasn't with Ilya. Ilya doesn't understand why he can't just tell his parents that he's gay and leave Ilya out of the picture, but what Shane doesn't tell him is that he doesn't want to leave Ilya out, but he also doesn't want to tell his parents that he's only just fucking Ilya Rosanov, because deep down, Shane wants Ilya to meet his parents, and he wants the three most important people in his life to know each other. He wants his parents to have contact with the man he's been with for the past 7 years.
Yeah, that's a long ass fucking time.
To have a situationship? That's crazy.
Yeah. That is so crazy.
The next day was amazing. They woke up in each other's arms and rode jet skis and then had a bonfire on the shore in the afternoon. While cozying up next to each other on the bonfire, we find out that Ilya's mom died by suicide when he was 12 and Ilya was the one who found her. His whole family was too ashamed of it, so they told everyone it was an accident and tried covering it up that way. And Ilya cried while telling Shane the whole story of her life, and the whole time Shane stayed and never left his side. The next day, Shane's bestie Hayden calls, and Ilya decides to give Shane a blowy while on the phone, but he wouldn't touch him until Shane's dick was rock hard, because Shane was like, you're a fucking weirdo for wanting to do this. But then within a minute, Shane's dick was standing right up.
Yep.
Ilya enforces the Gluck Gluck 3000, and Shane has to mute himself while he comes violently hard into Ilya's mouth. Since being here, Ilya has been thinking. After this upcoming season's over, his contract with Boston is done and he can go anywhere he wants. He was thinking instead of playing in the American League, he can maybe play in the Canadian League. He would be able to see Shane more, and if they were both in Canada, maybe he could marry Svetlana, and since she's an American citizen, he can get a citizenship out of her. He knows it's a lot to ask, but she would do it for him. Shane asks if he wanted to marry her, and Ilya says he likes her, but the marriage would be strictly out of convenience because Ilya has this problem. Shane is instantly intrigued, and Ilya goes on to tell him that he likes women and he's been with plenty, but no matter the situation, he can't stop thinking about a hockey player with stupid freckles and a weak backhand who drives a terrible car. And it's a huge problem because out of all the women in the world, he wishes they were all him. Shane asks if he wants the problem to go away, and Ilya simply says no. Shane says, then don't marry Svetlana. They will work something else out. Just please don't marry her. The next day, the guys were brainstorming about their future. They thought if Ilya was able to play for another team in Canada, like Ottawa, which is 2 hours apart from Montreal, they could change the narrative of their story. They could start a charity together, something that benefits both cities, and maybe someday when they both retire, they can be together for real. So this is like a 40-year plan.
Yeah.
When Ilya asks if he wants that, to be together, Shane says so much it scares him. They start kissing and Ilya was murmuring something in Russian over and over and over again. He pulled back and translated it to Shane and he says, I love you. Both of them froze and Shane says, I love you too. And this is my favorite line of the whole book, so I had to put it in here. Shane says, does it feel like agony for you too? And Ilya starts nodding and then stops and starts shaking his head and he says, not anymore.
Oh my god. Sweet.
They're both love stricken right now and they need to get sexual.
Ilya shook his head, grinning. You love me. Show me how much. Stroke yourself and maybe I will fuck you. As if there was even a chance that Ilya wouldn't. Shane wrapped trembling fingers around his cock and very carefully dragged them up the length of his shaft. Ilya gasped at this display of obedience. He knew Shane wasn't lying about how dangerously close he was. His slit was dripping pre-cum. I love how fucking wet you get, Shane.
He's just a wet guy.
He is.
They make love and say I love you the whole time and it's beautiful. We find out Ilya's mother's name was Irina, and Shane said that the charity they start should be a hockey camp and the money that they make can go towards mental health organizations going towards suicide prevention. Ilya was trying his hardest not to cry as he told Shane his mother would have loved him.
Oh.
The next day, the men are out in the water when things get a little spicy between them. They fool around a bit in the water and on the dock, and they decide to make some lunch before making it back inside. Ilya grabs Shane and tells him he loves him, and they passionately kiss. The moment is perfect until they hear a gasping noise and they look up to see Shane's dad standing inside the house watching them in shock.
My son.
My boy! What have you done to my boy? He quickly turns to leave, and before Shane could run after him, he sees his car speeding away. He's like, bite!
His dad?
Yeah.
He's probably scared. He's like,
I'd be embarrassed as fuck. If I was his dad, I'd be like, oh my god, what have I done? I gotta go.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like anyone would react that way if they saw that and they didn't know. You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh my god, I have to leave. They saw me.
Shane decided if they're gonna rip off the band-aid, Ilya's coming with him to talk to his parents. They get changed and make the quick 10-minute drive to Shane's parents' house, and as they walk in, Shane's like, Hey mom, hey dad.
How you doing?
We need to talk. And his dad's like really pale and obviously just got done telling Shane's mom what he walked in on. And Shane's like, yeah.
Our son was kissing another boy.
His arch nemesis.
And then he introduces Ilya and he's like, yeah, this is Ilya, you know? And Ilya's like, yes, we are lovers. And his parents are gagged. They're like, but you hate him. And Shane's like, no, I actually love him. Like, we've been together since before our rookie year, like 7 years.
That's my boy.
They give the debrief on wanting to be together, the struggles it will take, the fear of being dropped by their teams, and their plan on what they just came up with the charity. After leaving Shane's parents' house, Ilya cracks open some vodka and Shane starts OCD planning their 20-year future plan. But Ilya grounds him and tells him that they're celebrating right now because he just met Shane's parents and they're not alone in this anymore. They bang ball sacks and scream that they love each other at the top of their lungs.
Bang ball sacks?
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, you know, I came up with that when I was writing because, like, you know, like, when you're, like, fucking doggy style, there's, like, that clap.
Yeah.
Well, if you're fucking doggy style, like, with a guy, like, I'm sure they're ball sacks, like...
Okay.
Clap.
I thought you meant like, you know how rubbing weenies, they like rub their weenies together. I thought you meant they were just smashing their ball sacks into each other.
No.
Charlotte's like, I don't get it.
That doesn't sound fun for anybody. But yeah, I see where you got banging ball sacks.
Ilya tells Shane that when he retires after winning 12 Stanley Cups and 13 MVP awards, he will bring him to his dock with hundreds of candles all over it on a full moon.
And I will say, Shane Hollander, will you please marry me so I can become Canadian citizen faster? That's funny.
They profess their undying love for each other and they come to agreement to only tell their friends because Shane wants everyone he loves to know the real Ilya Rozanov. We're in the epilogue 1 year later and Shane and Ilya are playing against each other and are having what looks like a fight to everyone else in the stands, but to them it's basically foreplay. Hayden breaks them up and tells them to keep their pants on, so at this point Hayden knows their secret. Last season, Shane came out to his teammates as gay and Hayden put it together when Boston Lily was now Ottawa Lily and coincidentally that's where Rozanov moved to, and Hayden made a joke that maybe Ilya was the mystery person that he'd been seeing. Shane didn't want to lie to his best friend, so he confirmed it, and at first Hayden was not on board, but when Shane told him that he loved him, he said, well, then it's time to meet him properly, I guess. Shane sold his Montreal apartment that he got when him and Ilya started hooking up, and Ilya sold most of his car collection, and the money that they got from both of those, they started the Irina Foundation, and tomorrow is the launch of it. This is something that they've been planning for over a year now. Ilya signed with Ottawa, and Shane bought another house closer to the rink and to Ilya. Hayden walked in on them having a private moment in the bathroom before the launch event, and although he hasn't given the bestie approval yet, and he even gave Ilya a black eye the night before, he stood guard outside the bathroom for Shane and Ilya to have a private moment before going out and presenting. During their announcement, they both stated how much respect they have for each other and how much they have developed a friendship off the ice, and now today they have started a charity together. Ilya has a moment off script where he's open about his mother's mental health struggles, and Shane, even knowing that they're in public, put his hand on Ilya's arm in solitude and thanked him for sharing. When it was over, they met in the bathroom again, and Ilya stated that he wanted to kiss Shane out there in public. Shane agreed and told Ilya how proud he is to be with him, secret or no secret, and when the time is right, they will come out together. Before leaving the event, Ilya texted Shane the room number that he booked for them for the night, and Shane said, seriously, this is the best news ever, and went to go meet his boyfriend. The end.
Cute.
And they have another book, too.
Oh.
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I liked it a lot. The story, all of it. I honestly think I give it a 5.
You should watch the show.
I know, I want to.
Just go tell Andrew real quick, hey, do you want to start a hockey drama with me?
Yeah, he's going to be like, I heard about this.
It is such a beautiful show.
It is really good. Yeah. And they'd be boinking.
Yeah. Would you guys rate the book?
5.
Yeah, I gave it a 4.5 only because I love them both so much, but sometimes I want to punch Shane in the face.
Why?
He's just very conflicting and I need him to grow up and just say he likes men.
All right. Yeah.
I gave it a 4.5 because they had human penises.
Fair enough. Didn't you say no book will be a 5?
Yeah. Without a monster dick, you can't be a 5-star. I'm sorry.
It says that Ilya's is 9 inches and that's kind of a monster dick.
That is a monster.
Yeah. But it doesn't have like tentacles or a knot. So
give me a knot.
Minus 0.5-star. All right. So next week, we're telling Riley all about Pack Darling by Lola Young. And we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about.
Girl, I don't fucking know. This cover gives me nothing. It's a girl on the cover. She has braids.
She's a pack darling.
Yeah. So the pack is making me think like,
ow.
It's almost making me think, what is that verse called? Omega verse?
Yeah, girl.
That's what it's making me think of. So I feel like possibly it's one of those, like, what is it? Succubus, Omega, Alpha, one of those,
succubus?
Right?
It's Alpha, Omega, and Beta.
Beta. What's a succubus?
That's the sex demon.
Oh. I thought it was in that world. Okay, so there's going to be an Alpha, Beta, Omega. And I think that our main character, our girl, is going to be the Alpha. That'd be kind of cool, right?
That would be cool.
And she's going to find a, what is it? The Betas are the submissive ones.
And the Omegas. The Omegas are the ones that go into heat. And they're like, oh my God, I need a nest.
Can you imagine if that was a man?
He's like, oh my God, so give me a nest and some pussy.
Yeah, gross. I take back what I said. Swap it. Our woman is not an alpha because I don't want to hear about that. And you know, I think they're going to be living in Las Vegas.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
Working jobs.
You really just picked a spot, huh?
Yeah, I did. Like, it's going to be almost like the show 902.10. Is that what it's called?
902.10.
Yeah. I don't know. I never watched it.
That's not in Vegas.
But, you know, that's the like vibe. Orange County. The vibe. The vibe.
Surfer vibe?
Surfer vibe in Vegas.
All right, guys. I'm just thinking, like, you know, a group of girls and guys.
A pack, one might say.
Yeah. That's all you're getting from me right now. I don't know what's going on up here. Nothing's happening for me.
All right. I have good news and bad news. What do you want first?
Hit me with the bad.
It is not in Las Vegas.
Dang it. Orange County?
No.
Oh, okay.
The good news is that it is an Omegaverse.
Yeah. She about to get knotted.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at @SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.